With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Coming up on the ground level, Seattle and Tacoma, Washington, full throttle embracing the communist mindset. Stay tuned. And welcome back to The Ground Level. I'm your host, Sean. Before we really dive into it here today, please continue to like, comment, share, send our podcast around. We're trying to get this growing. It's having a lot of fun here so far. Today, you know, this is 100% no prep. I was watching some videos this morning and just kind of getting my day started. And if you've watched our past episodes, we recently did an interview with John Curley. Everybody knows I'm a huge fan of his show, the John Curley Show at 97.3 Cairo FM. It's at mynorthwest.com. It's kind of a staple to our Western Washington region. Seattle has got a new mayor. Her name is Katie Wilson, a hardcore communist. You know, but they've like Democrats often do, they change, you know, the definitions of word, or they twist things up to make it softer. So now they're the Democratic Socialist Party. You know, it's always to twist. It's to let your guard down of what they really are. And it's just this, we see it continually, you know, this new, the 1399 I just recently talked about. You know, it's modern policing. You know, it's basically taking the power away from the people of the elected sheriff's office. Pedophiles. They're not pedophiles. They're minor attracted persons. We see this time and time again. Their art of manipulating language so it confuses you. It gets you to question. It makes you tired. It makes you exhausted. And then you finally just go, okay, well, they've got a lab coat on. They're the authority. They must know what they're doing. And then here we are. We're in this state of Washington that is just going full throttle communism. And it's really got my family and I debating if we're going to be leaving here soon. I'm in no way, you know, independently wealthy. Nowhere near being a millionaire. But the idea of seeking that as an American, working really hard to obtain independent wealth, that should be a goal of every American. I didn't come from a wealthy background. I own a small business. I'm continually working hard to achieve better for my family. And there are a lot of people that are having tough times, and there are a lot of people that are incredibly wealthy. But you shouldn't put a blanket label on either side of that economic spectrum. There are those that are extremely poor and that have had horrible things happen in their lives that weren't of their fault. Then there are the incredibly poor that have just made terrible decisions. Same thing with the super rich. There are those that have just started from nothing. Absolute nothing. Rory McIlroy is a perfect example. Didn't come from money. Worked his ass off. He's an incredibly wealthy man. And then you have the super powerful rich that are evil and rotten and seek nothing more than control. It is happening in our government here, too. These people that champion the poor. They champion the poor when they are just outright lying. They have no true desire to help the poor other than to use it as a tool to cement their own power. And that's what we see here in the Seattle-Tacoma area, is this constant creating of a problem. The homeless and the drug industrial complex, if you will. They've created these problems to use to throw in front of that screen on the internet, on the television, to get everybody to go, wow, look at how awful this is. These are not homeless people. These are unhoused. Homelessness is not a crisis. It's a life choice. Do you see what I mean? It's this constant messing with your minds to where you don't know what's reality anymore. And so again, I bring up John Curley because he did an interview with Katie Wilson, and I'm going to play a little bit of it for you because I want to break down what I'm seeing when I watch this woman talk, and I'm hoping that many of you will agree with me in seeing where this is coming from. This is the growing mentality in the state of Washington. It's incredibly frustrating when you listen to somebody say the things that she says and the way that she says them, and you can tell she's clearly been in debate club, you know, in college. In fact, I don't know too much about her history. I've heard rumors that, you know, she's been living in her parents' house all these years. But you'll see exactly what the new tactic is that works. It works over and over again. It's incredibly frustrating, and I'm probably going to dive in within a few moments of it and just kind of analyze exactly what I'm seeing here today. But again, here's John Curley with Katie Wilson.
Do you think you deserve $1 million, John?
That's up to me, isn't it? Do I?
Now, right there, right out the gate, you really think you deserve $1 million? And that stupid, arrogant, condescending laugh. Let's play that again.
Do you think you deserve $1 million, John?
That's up to me, isn't it? Do I?
Right out the gate. Who do you think you are? And I'm really, I want to play the entire video. I just, that right out the gate, the... that arrogance behind that statement, because here's somebody clearly who didn't have $1 million. She's now the Seattle mayor. Within 2 years, she'll be a millionaire. There's the disgusting hypocrisy of it all. All these politicians become millionaires within 2 years. Well, let's continue.
Do I want somebody else to make the decision whether I deserve it or not? I don't think you want to get into that, do you?
I mean, look, taxes are how we pay for the things that we can only do together, right? And there are so many things, from our roads and our bridges to, you know, affordable housing. Like, there's so many things where we need to pull together and fund these things, and the private market's not going to provide it by itself. Even a libertarian like you, I think, has to.
So many things going on here. And I'm really going to, I promise that I'll cap this off at the end with my overall thought, but her entire approach. This is a new tactic. End every sentence with right, right, even when it's wrong. It's conditioning. Now, John Curley is an incredibly intelligent person. He's wise. He knows what she's doing. But it's to broadcast this mentality. And when you, even a libertarian like you, you see it's always this disarming tactic. Try to manipulate the person that you're having this conversation with so they won't truly come at you with the real conversations. Now, again, John Curley is incredibly wise and he knows exactly what's happening here. But let's continue. We're probably going to play this a couple times, but I really want you to see what I'm seeing here.
I agree with a little bit of that.
The number one thing that the city needs to do is make sure it has a large tax base. So it has to retain the businesses and the people. And what I'm hearing from so many friends that also do well, whether they deserve it or not, is that they're like, we need to know that she is not out to get us, that they're not out to eat the rich. They're not out to tax the rich. They have to realize that that we're essential to this city, and we don't want to feel like people are coming after us, Katie.
Yeah, and I mean, to me, and I think this was reflected in the way that I talked about these issues during the campaign, it's not primarily, it's not like a moral thing per se, where like, oh, rich people are bad people. That's not it at all, right? It really is that looking at our tax.
Are you already noticing one of the very first observations? I've known these people. They end every other sentence with right. It is because they have been taught that this works, and they're correct. This is the new debate club. They've been taught that if you keep saying right, the person that doesn't want to engage in depth, now, of course, John Curley's not that, but the tactic still applies. They still use it because it's rehearsed, it's practiced, and it's delivered. And generally, it works wherever they go.
System. And here in Washington State, we have the second most regressive tax system in the country. And what that
right there, the second most regressive tax system in the country. Okay. If you say that, that sounds intelligent, and most people won't do the research. Well, regressive tax system, that sounds official. This is a sad part of our American society right now, is that. And it's been going on for decades. You know, most people are trying to work their lives and, you know, go to Costco and watch Netflix. And these are the things that are important. And then here's this official saying, we have the most aggressive without doing their own research. Well, there's the official. It must be accurate. Let's continue.
That means is that working at poor people, lower income brackets, right, are paying far more of their income in state and local taxes than the wealthiest. And so it's not, again, it's not like a moral thing. It's like, where are we getting the money that we need to fund these common goods? And right now we're getting it by squeezing the people who have the least, who are already struggling. And that hurts us all, right?
Right.
And there again, we're squeezing the people that hurts the most. Okay, well, there's where the problem should have been. Stop doing that, number one. Number two, there's a lot of cuts in this city that could happen in Tacoma and Seattle. And I can tell you right now, Tacoma is kind of one of the first to, everything that Seattle does, Tacoma follows. And the same thing occurs with Seattle. In fact, this is a good point, is it seems that everything that California does, the Seattle local governments watch. And then they take the next step, and that includes Washington State. Then Tacoma, if you're familiar with Tacoma, Seattle, Tacoma watches everything Seattle does. And then they just figure, well, we'll take the next step. And I don't want to digress and get off topic here, but this mentality is just taking over the West Coast. So again, she mentions about it's the people that it hurts the most is the poor. Well, stop doing it. Stop taxing every waking moment of our lives. Stop raising our fuel taxes. The poor people that you sit there and talk about that it's hurting, they need to pay for fuel to get to work. No, but we want everybody on trains and buses. That'll solve the problem. I'm so sick of this disgusting mentality that fools so many. Stop taxing our food. Stop taxing our you know, every little commodity. Tax. Oh, you need a carbon tax. Oh, you're trying to start a small business? Oh, we need to tax it. We are taxed up the ass, and now the state of Washington, of course, is going after finally that holy grail, which is the state income tax. And we're going to do an episode on that here shortly. But again, sorry about this. Let's continue, and I will play this again. I'm just making some notes here, and then we're going to play it one way through so you can hear this as a whole.
You know, people who are making the least are also relying on social services because they're not making enough to afford their rent. So it's really about, like, what is that good situation we can get to? And it's not, again, it's not like this, like, you know, eat the rich world thing, but it's like, what do we got to do to rebalance that? And so that's, you know, when I talk about taxing the rich, that's really what it's about. And yeah, we're going to have to do some of that. And also, we got to make sure that we're spending the money that we are raising through taxes as well as possible, because people need to have that trust in their government.
So again, a couple other key notes. You'll notice when John is interviewing her, you'll see that her eyes are not on her camera. This is another tactic they do. When they don't truly own their point of view, they won't look at you in the eye, which is another thing that just shows everybody knows if somebody can't look you in the eye, that says something about their own confidence in what they believe in. I'm going to play this back here in a moment, straight through. And I'm pointing out all these key things about her. She doesn't look at the camera directly. Her eyes are always in other directions. Right, end every sentence with right, which just drives me so crazy when I meet people like this. It's disarming. It's making it sound like it's not as bad as it is. It's always deflecting away. You know, you're trying to paint the poor that, yes, there are poor people that are truly struggling. Quit hurting them then. No, we're going to keep hurting them. But what we're going to do is now we're going to go after the rich. It's always this. Now, when you go after the rich in Washington State, historically, what they do is they will set this tax in place. And then potentially when all these massive businesses take out the rich or the super rich people, when they leave, you know, John Curley made a great point the other day about Detroit. When they all take off and now they don't have that funding of the rich, they're going to lower the threshold. You make $1 million a year, man, they all took off. Sorry, just right now we have a crisis and we need to drop that down to $500,000 a year. Eventually it will be $250,000 a year. And then we're right back to the same issue. Is that the lower class, lower and middle income class, middle income class, everybody knows what I'm talking about, they're the ones that actually end up getting hurt, the ones that are producing, the ones that go out and work their ass off. The electricians, the plumbers, the HVAC guys, the home inspectors, the roofers, the technicians, you know, cable service guys, you name it. Those are the ones trying to provide for their family. Those are the ones that get squeezed. The rich have the capability to just pack up and move. Most middle class and lower class don't. So in her little statement about, you know, the lower class, the poor, they're the ones just trying to make their rent. So they can't make their rent, so they got to rely on services. No, that this is so disgusting because people like Katie Wilson, and I'm going to recap here in a moment. Let's play the entire thing again from the beginning.
Do you think you deserve $1 million, John?
That's up to me, isn't it? Do I want somebody else to make the decision whether I deserve it or not? I don't think you want to get into that, do you?
I mean, look, taxes are how we pay for the things that we can only do together, right? And there are so many things, from our roads and our bridges to, you know, affordable housing. Like, there's so many things where we need to pull together and fund these things, and the private market's not going to provide it by itself. Even a libertarian like you, I think, has to agree with a little bit of that.
The number one thing that the city needs to do is make sure it has a large tax base, so it has to retain the businesses and the people. And what I'm hearing from so many friends that also do well, whether they deserve it or not, is that they're like, we need to know that she is not out to get us, that they're not out to eat the rich, they're not out to tax the rich. They have to realize that we're essential to this city, and we don't want to feel like people are coming after us, Katie.
Yeah, and I mean, to me, and I think this was reflected in the way that I talked about these issues during the campaign, it's not like a moral thing per se, where like, oh, rich people are bad people. That's not it at all, right? It really is that looking at our tax system, and here in Washington State, we have the second most regressive tax system in the country. And what that means is that working and poor people, lower income brackets, right, are paying far more of their income in state and local taxes than the wealthiest. And so it's not, again, it's not like a moral thing. It's like, where are we getting the money that we need to fund these common goods? And right now we're getting it by squeezing the people who have the least, who are already struggling. And that hurts us all, right?
Right.
And that means, you know, people who are making the least are also relying on social services because they're not making enough to afford their rent. So it's really about, like, what is that good situation we can get to? And it's not, again, it's not like this, like, you know, eat the rich moral thing, but it's like, what do we got to do to rebalance that? And so that's, you know, when I talk about taxing the rich, that's really what it's about. And yeah, we're going to have to do some of that. And also we got to make sure that we're spending the money that we are raising through taxes as well as possible, because people need to have that trust in their government.
People's trust in government is gone, other than the people that are struggling in Seattle and Tacoma. They see government has become their god. They're the ones that will take care of us. They're the ones that are going to provide for us. They give us our rights, these new age mentalities. Everything that she was saying there was just a combination of buzz points or buzzwords, phrases that, again, I point out, lower your guard. My generation has always questioned authority. It's funny now looking at my generation's, liberal rock bands that we were the ones fighting against the power. They are now adhering to the power. I saw the other day, a great point. Rage Against the Machine is now Rage for the Machine. And how things have turned upside down. Now, there are a lot of poor people, and it has grown. It has gotten worse in Seattle and Tacoma. Why do you think that is? Katie Wilson is a dangerous person. Her mentality is dangerous. And what it is people like Katie Wilson, we've all seen them. We've seen this growing, maturing position of power from these people that, number one, they're angry. They felt shut out as kids. You can look at her. You've seen her before. She's angry. She's bitter. She's seeking revenge. And that is what we have given power to. She doesn't give a damn about the poor people on the streets. None of them do. Bob Ferguson, you look at him too, take a glance at him. You know what kid he was in high school, in middle school, elementary, whatever you want to call it. They're in positions of power, and they've been seeking revenge because of what they went through in school. I went through it. I was awfully bullied in part of my high school years. I can see it in their eyes. Those types of people that didn't get what they want, whether you want to call it, they were the popular kids. This is all my theory, of course. They weren't the popular kids. They couldn't get a boy or girl to look at them, whatever you want to call it. They're ranked on, beat up, bullied, picked on. They're now in power. She couldn't make it in the private sector, I imagine. It's so much easier to become powerful and rich now when you get into government, when you get into politics, when you learn early on that if I say A, B, and C and stick to the point, people that are angry and bitter will champion me. Those that are jealous, those that are weak, those that are cowards, that don't have the strength, the guts themselves to go out into this world and provide for themselves, to make something of their lives for whatever reason. There's people that have had horrific childhoods that have beat down their own courage. There's an ocean of reasons why people don't go out and grab it by the reins. And in many cases, it's okay. People that are okay with just working really hard in a 9-to-5 job and do well, make good life decisions. They're not in this state of victim mentality. We have given power to those that believe that they're victims. And it's sickening. And you can see it in her face. She is exactly what I'm referring to. She is the type of person that is angry at life and seeks revenge on what she deems the rich. Having $1 million doesn't make you independently wealthy anymore. I mean, inflation, whatever you want to call it. Hell, $400,000 a year doesn't make you independently wealthy. Sounds like a lot of money. But because they continue to tax everybody to death in this state, everybody struggles. Except these super millionaires. And a lot of them, I don't want to ever place just that negative stamp of that all rich people are evil. That's ridiculous. I've made poor decisions in my life. looking back, you know, as you get older, you start becoming a little wiser and you go, man, had I done A, B, and C, probably have a little bit more in the bank. But this disdain for the wealthy comes primarily from jealousy. And that's what she is. This is my theory. And she, like so many, they get into these positions, and that's the disgusting hypocrisy, is that in 2 years from now, when she's a multimillionaire, nobody's going to question her. It's so sickening. And when I hear that mentality that now has so much momentum in our state, my family and I are truly debating about finally leaving. We've been talking about it for a while. We were hoping something would turn around, but this state is lost. And it will not recover anytime soon. So now we have a lot to consider. Where are we going to go? And that's another sad thing, is that this, even so, circling, coming down, back down to Tacoma, Washington now, we have a new mayor. My district council member, Joe Bushnell, and everybody, most people know the story of what my family has gone through because of the relentless growth of crime in Washington, or in Tacoma, Washington specifically, but across the board. But Tacoma is what directly affects me. And my district council member, Joe Bushnell, who I've had many conversations with, in fact, John Curley knows about my story as well, has done nothing to make the crime problem get better. They've amplified it because they're soft on crime policies. He is now the deputy mayor of Tacoma, Washington. He carries the exact same mentality as Katie Wilson. Tacoma and Seattle are spinning out of control with crime, homelessness, drug use. Defund the police, all those narratives that we heard years ago, they've implemented. And the true people that are being hurt by this are the poor. And that's the disgusting irony of it all, is that those poor being put into these positions of suffering are the ones championing for their king and queen, Katie Wilson. They champion for these people, and that's what's so disgusting about it all. They are worshiping the ones causing their pain. This is a sad time in Washington State, specifically Tacoma and Seattle, my home that I love so very much. And I really want everybody to think about that as I take off here for the day. The people that are truly suffering are worshiping the ones causing it. How genius is that? And you can't tell me that behind closed doors, they're not high-fiving each other. It's always, look at those Republicans, those evil Republicans. They've mastered it. They have locked down their voting base. And the desperate will keep feeding them, especially after the super rich, you know, take off from this state if things don't turn around. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to The Ground Level. Continue to follow us at thegroundlevel.com rumble.com and The Ground Level. You can catch us at Spotify and Apple, basically everywhere you get your podcasts. And we'll see you again.